You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira. We want to welcome Brevard Cooling and Heating Incorporated as corporate sponsors of the radio ministries of WMIE, available at 321-757-9008. Brevard Cooling and Heating services all types of air conditioners from MIMS in Titusville all the way down to Palm Bay, Barefoot Bay, Satellite Beach, and all points in between. Brevard Cooling and Heating, 321-757-9008. Once again, 757-9008 for Brevard Cooling and Heating.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 14 and a half minutes of your day today. Let's see what we can do in 14 and a half minutes today. We're about to hear the message to the last church. We're starting here today and this week looking at the Lord's letter to the pastor of the church of Laodicea. So we're going to look at here today where he starts with a description of himself. These things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, and the beginning of the creation of God. That's where we're going to look at here today, and all of this week we'll be going through the rest of this letter here to this church. So hope you enjoy this program here today. For more information on this ministry, you can go to WGODradio.com. There's a link on there to all the past programs. Also, on demand for this program is available on the WMIE website. That's WMIEFM.com. Click on the link that says on demand, and you can hear any day's broadcast by going there that way. We're on Facebook as well by searching for WGOD Radio. You can hear all these programs and the Sunday sermons from the church that I pastor, which is Island Community Church here in Merritt Island. They're all uploaded on the Facebook page as soon as they're recorded. So, okay, this is part two of this message now here on this Tuesday morning of the Lord's letter to the church, the lukewarm church at Laodicea. We've looked at a few of these points before. He's a witness to what? Number one, he's a witness to the existence of heaven, right? In my Father's house are many mansions. I go there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, so that where I am, there you may be also. He's a witness to heaven. Also, he's a witness to hell. Now, in the past, I've read to you another verse on that, but let me read this one now. Luke chapter 16, verse 19. It says, there was a certain rich man who was clothed in purple and fine linen, fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was at his gate full of sores and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. Now it came to pass that when the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom, that the rich man also died and was buried. And in hell, he lifted up his eyes, being in torments. And he seeth Abraham afar off
and Lazarus in his bosom, and cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things, likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. And beside all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us, that they would come from thence or from there. Then he said, I pray thee therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house, for I have five brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. Abraham saith unto him, they have Moses and the prophets, let them hear him. And he said, Nay, Father Abraham. But if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. And he said unto him, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rise from the dead. Certainly Jesus talks about hell, right? And by the way, for everyone here in this church, if anyone ever dies in this church, that's your funeral message. Only funeral message I'll give. You see, the Lord has shown me the one funeral message that everyone in the entire galaxy would want to hear. Did you know that? It's that right there. That's the only one. No matter who you are, from Osama bin Laden to Billy Graham, that's the message you want to be preached at your funeral. You're on either side of the fence. Either you're with Lazarus in Abraham's bosom, now received on up, or you're on the outside looking in, begging for the preacher to come and preach that message. That's the message. That's the message for my funeral on my computer. Should some crazy Muslim take me out, or I slip on a banana peel, like I always say everyone else will. Certainly, Jesus gives and bears witness to the existence of hell. Usually when I preach this sermon, I go back and preach the part of misleading a child, how people that mislead a child are going to end up where the worm does not die and the fire is not quenched. Same place. What else does he bear witness to? The very heart of God. Right? John 3:16. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. Romans 5:8, God commendeth his own love towards us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Jesus puts his hand on a Bible and raises his other hand and bears witness that God loves you. Hell is a place created for the devil and his angels, not for you. God does not want you to go to hell. He wants you to spend eternity with him. He's provided the way. All you have to do is bow the knee to the Son of God and receive him. And your place is secure. So he's the true witness. Also, he calls himself the beginning of the creation of God. Big trouble here. What does he mean by this? This is one of those texts that the Jehovah's Witnesses mangle to high heaven to deceive people. What does this mean? He's the beginning of the creation. If you don't dig deeper into this, then you can fall into this trap that Jesus was a created being like the Jehovah's Witnesses. When they knock on your door on Saturday morning, they come and take you to Revelation chapter 3, to this verse right here. It says right here in your Bible, Jesus is the beginning of the creation of God. Therefore, he's a created being, right? Therefore, he's not God, right? Well, this word beginning, the Greek word arche, hello, it's got more than one meaning to it. It can mean three different things. Arche can refer to time, like John 1:1, on arche, on ho logos. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. The word arche can mean place, like in extremity, when Peter saw this sheet coming down out of heaven in Acts chapter 10, the word arche for the corners of this sheet. So this word's got more than one meaning to it. Third, the word arche can mean rank. So you've got time. It can mean place. It can mean rank or dignity. Like Hebrews 12:2. It says, looking unto Jesus, the arche, translated author, ruler. The word means a trailblazer, head, chief, ruler, pioneer, author, preeminent is what the word means. Keep that in mind as we turn now to Colossians chapter 1, verse 15. We're going to spend a little time here. This is important. Not going to be like the 9 or 10 people when they knock on your door and try to show you Jesus was a created being, that you're going to give him my phone number. I'm not going to answer the phone. From now on, I'm not answering my phone on Saturday mornings. What can you do? Buy a good computer program that gives the meanings of these words. Buy a Strong's Concordance. Okay, Colossians 1:15. It says, who, or he, speaking of Jesus, he is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by him were all things created. Now, how can he be a created being if he created everything? But that's not what I wanted to show you. Let's keep going. By him were all things created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or power. All things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things. And by him all things consist. Now, verse 18. He is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning. There's that word, arche. Now, notice how the word preeminence is going to define beginning as I keep reading. He is before all things. In him all things consist. He is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. This is what the word beginning means. It means preeminent. Ruler. The Lord Jesus Christ is not a created being. He's the Son of God. Amen to that? Anyway, I mean, this is what we do here. I mean, this is the church. A solid foundation in teaching on who Jesus Christ is. This is what we do here. I'll do this every week if I have to. And I love doing this. Explaining and teaching Jesus Christ as Lord. To give everyone a solid foundation on who the Son of God is. This is his church. He is the head. He rules. He is the beginning. He is the end. He is the firstborn from the dead. He is the amen. He is the preeminent one. He, Jesus, reigns supreme. He rules. By him all things were created. He is the amen. He is the faithful and true witness. He is the ruler over the creation of God. But he is not a created being.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.